From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Today on The Exchange, economist Judson Edwards, dean of the Troy University Sorrell College of Business and host of the Double Dome podcast, analyzes Alabama's gasoline tax. Economist Judson Edwards, thank you so much for joining us for The Exchange today.
Thank you, Carolyn. Glad to be with you.
Gasoline prices are on everyone's minds. What can you tell us?
Well, I know during our last conversation, we were talking about the suspension of taxes in the different states around us and how that could be influencing prices. And yeah, I did a little research before the show today just to see how it compared. And you know, from my hometown in the area of Phoenix City gas prices were $4.76 a gallon, and you can literally cross the river and they're $4.40 a gallon. So you can save 36 cents a gallon on gas in that area, which is a nice benefit for those in East Alabama. But for those here like us in Central Alabama, we don't have that option. So I really think we're going to just continue to see these prices increase.
Well, I followed your example over the Memorial Day holiday, went up to North Georgia, and their gasoline prices were almost 50 cents a gallon cheaper than Alabama's. So, as an economist, how have you analyzed the history of our gasoline prices?
Once this started, one of the hobbies of an economist is always to kind of compare historical prices. And for my life, it was significant this past month because for the first time in my lifetime, that gas prices are higher now when you adjust for inflation than they've ever been. And that takes into account the year of 1976, which some of your listeners may remember, when we had a big gas shortage, really high inflation and gas lines and trying to find fuel at that point in time. So we have finally eclipsed the 1976 year, which is a huge concern. You know, one of the other things I would say is today, I know we always think about just what we're doing in our cars, but I was visiting a local business here, a manufacturing facility, and one of the guys told me, it cost me $30 to cut my grass in a riding lawnmower. Wow. And so just think of the number of people in our listening area. Pretty scary.
You've also, Judson, researched Alabama's gas tax. What did you find about that? What can the legislature do? What can anyone do about our gas tax, our state gas tax?
You know, the state in 2021 did a roughly a $1.5 billion bond issue that was some refinancing, but also additional funds to be able to do bridge and road improvements. And there's really nothing in that legislation that would prohibit the state from, you know, cutting the gas tax back. But right now, you know, you have 18 cents a gallon on that bond issue that's being committed to repayment of that. In addition to that 18 cents, we also have the federal funds that come down through the state are also obligated to repay that bond payment. And so, you know, I was concerned in looking into the issue if there was some type of restrictions that would keep the state from being able to waive the gas tax, but they would be able to do that. They would just have to find an alternative source of funding to make the repayments.
Well, I appreciate your research on these issues and sharing that research with the listeners on The Exchange today. And we're almost out of time, so I want to thank you for joining us, Judson Edwards.
Carolyn, I always enjoy being with you. Thank you so much.
That was economist Judson Edwards, dean of the Troy University Sorrell College of Business, analyzing Alabama's gasoline tax. He also hosts the podcast, The Double Dome, where two heads are better than one. That's available wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange from In Focus. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.